Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 4th. State and local officials say a house explosion that killed two people and critically injured another last month was the result of an abandoned and severed oil and gas line. Governor John Hickenlooper is calling for a statewide investigation. Bensa Berkland has more.
Officials in the small community of Firestone, 30 miles north of Denver, say the abandoned line was still connected to an active oil and gas well and was leaking methane and other chemicals. Matt Lepore heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the state's regulatory agency. He says the underground line was severed less than 10 feet from the home, but it's not clear when.
What has taken place here is highly unusual and required a confluence of a number of different events. It's horrible and horrifying.
The well is operated by Anadarko Petroleum, which is Colorado's largest oil and gas producer. Lepore says the state will investigate whether any rules were violated. Governor John Hickenlooper has also ordered companies to inspect and pressure test all flow lines within 1,000 feet of any occupied building and to make sure unused lines are properly capped and that abandoned lines are cut below the surface and sealed. I'm Bente Berkland at the state capitol.
The U.S. Forest Service is continuing its battle against bark beetles in western Colorado. According to a press release, the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre and Gunnison National Forest, Ouray and Norwood Ranger Districts have been actively treating bark beetle infestations this spring. For the sixth year, harvesting of dead and dying beetle-infested trees has been completed in the amphitheater campground and in the Nagash Day Use Area near Ouray. The wood is cut and stacked along the amphitheater road, in the Nagash Day Use Area, and in the campground. Anyone with a valid Forest Service fuel wood permit can collect the wood prior to the Memorial Day weekend. The gate to the area is anticipated to open on Friday, May 12th. Additional work included placing bubble caps on trees in the amphitheater area and along the Judd Wiebe Trail near Telluride. The bubble caps are visible and members of the public are asked to leave them undisturbed and to not remove them from the trees. The bubble caps contain MCH, which is a naturally occurring chemical compound that mimics the bark beetle's anti-aggregate pheromones that communicate to bark beetles that there is no vacancy in the surrounding areas. MCH is environmentally safe and non-toxic to humans, pets, and birds. Hospitals are putting pressure on state lawmakers to reach a deal to avoid a $500 million cut to hospitals to help balance the state budget. Bensa Berkland has this story.
The cuts were meant to prevent a hospital fee from counting against a revenue cap under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. But the Colorado Hospital Association says those cuts mean about a dozen rural hospitals are in danger of closing. And that has both parties working on an expansive deal to try to avoid the cuts while still preserving money for other parts of the state budget.
It's always those final sticking points that tend to undo deals.
Heidi Baskfield is the head of advocacy for Children's Hospital Colorado. In this case, Democrats are concerned about a Republican plan in the bill to increase co-pays for poor patients on Medicaid.
People need to come out of ideological positions. If you don't negotiate around things even like co-pays, you're really putting the entire system in jeopardy.
Senate Bill 267 would restore the hospital funding and move the hospital fees into an enterprise outside of the state budget. It would also sell certain state buildings and lease them back, using that money for transportation. I'm Bente Berkland at the state capitol.
Health centers around the state are ramping up efforts to fight the opioid epidemic. Eric Galatis has the report.
Colorado's community health centers are going back in time to help blunt what has been called an opioid epidemic. Ken Davis, a physician assistant at Northwest Colorado Health in Steamboat Springs, says 15 years ago, health providers used an interdisciplinary approach for pain management, including physical therapy, but that changed when insurance companies, due to rising costs, decided to only pay for pharmaceuticals. Davis says health centers are uniquely positioned to offer patients alternatives.
They would rather not be on opioids. If they could get their pain controlled using a different method, I think most people would really choose that option.
In 2015, 33,000 lives were lost in the U.S. due to opioids, which claim the lives of some 91 people every day. Davis says drug companies initially told providers opioids posed little risk to patients, but he says new research shows using opioids to treat chronic pain has more risks than benefits. Davis says in addition to physical therapy, community health centers across the state will begin offering services such as acupuncture, counseling, and massage therapy. He says since centers have sliding fees, people who normally wouldn't be able to pay out of pocket will have access to alternatives.
One of the biggest drivers in our health outcomes is income. Health centers primarily serve lower income, marginalized populations, so they tend to suffer a little bit more from disease, chronic disease, and chronic pain.
Davis adds that stigma is still a significant barrier for people to seek treatment for drug dependency.
For so long, substance use disorder addiction has got blame and shame all over it. It's a chronic relapsing condition that we need to treat with as many interventions as possible that are safe and effective.
In 2013, Colorado created a consortium to help educate providers and the public about the dangers of opioids and how to safely dispose of unused pills that could fall into the wrong hands. A spending bill before Congress calls for $150 million to battle the crisis and improve access to mental health treatment. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And in news from the Colorado Department of Transportation, contractors and CDOT began work yesterday on a project to improve US 50 along Blue Mesa Reservoir. The work will resurface a 12.1-mile stretch of US 50 adjacent to the reservoir, from mile point 127 to 139. The project was contracted out at a cost of $8.9 million. Crews will remove and recycle the top layer of asphalt to eliminate surface cracking and imperfections. They will then overlay the pavement with new asphalt, make bridge deck repairs on two structures, replace guardrails, and restripe the highway. Motorists can expect single-lane alternating traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday through one or more work zones. There will be possible traffic holds of up to 20 minutes, and delays could exceed 20 minutes as traffic queues are cleared in both directions. A 10-foot width restriction will be in place during work hours through the project's duration. The expected timeline on the project is May to November of this year. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.